Here's an introduction to someone who might be the most dominating athlete in the world today. Her name is Ronda Rousey.
Ronda's teeing off on her here.
Ronda trying to finish it early.
She's in trouble. Ronda with the knee now.
Rousey is the ultimate fighting championship bantamweight title holder after she won that match Saturday night in just 34 seconds. 34 seconds. Her record is now 12-0. She's won her last four fights in a total of just 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, you've got to start with Rousey's sport first, Ultimate Fighting. Tell us more about it and just how completely dominating she's been.
Yeah, you didn't play a clip of her last victory. That was the entire fight. The Onion had an article, fan can't believe he left 11 seconds into Ronda Rousey fight. So Ultimate Fighting, MMA, cage fighting, whatever you want to call it, different brand names, different names, it's basically supplanted boxing as America's favorite combat sport. And Ronda Rousey is, dominant is the right word. She's basically invented the women's version of the sport. She is an absolute trailblazer, and no one can come close to touching her. In fact, when people come close to touching her, she puts them in an arm bar and that's it. They submit, or as in the last fight, she just knocks them out. So it's hard to think of anyone who could compare to her. Again, the word dominance in the sport, because it is a one-on-one combat sport. She has never come close to being tested. Mm. That's how good she is.
She's 28 years old, though. So in this type of sport that's very physical, how long can she possibly last?
Well, on the men's side of it, Anderson Silva defended his title 16 times from, I think, 06 to 2013. But I think with Rousey, you know, without so many great challengers out there, like I said, as an inventor and a trailblazer in the sport, it's not as if she's coming into a field, you know, just that's just populated by up-and-comers. There is a fighter named Christiane Cyborg, yeah. Justino. She looms, but I think it's as long as Rousey wants to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. She's getting a lot of money from pay-per-view, but she also stars in action movies, so she might make more money just being a celebrity in other venues.
Well, put her up against other athletes, other top female athletes. I'm thinking Serena Williams in tennis, or maybe the WNBA or something like that.
Yeah, okay, so this is the difference. The word dominant is appropriate for Rousey, but since the competition isn't there, we don't know really how good she is. That's why it's hard to call her the greatest. Mm. Whereas Serena plays in a sport that's extremely mature for women. Women have been playing tennis, and even though there's gender disparity, it is not the case that in at least the Western countries of the world, most women are dissuaded or steered away from tennis. So Serena's dominance in that sport, just because of how great the competition is and how much she's better than her competitors, is astounding. And you mentioned the WNBA. We're seeing Elena Deladon, who is the leading scorer this year, is one of the leading rebounders, who could set free throw records, tearing up that sport. She's with the Chicago Sky, and she's making everyone notice. And people are saying, you know, 10, 12 games into the season, this could be one of the most dominant performances, male or female, anyone's ever had in the sport of basketball.
And there may be a question, we'll have to save it for another time, though. What's going on here? Is this more paying more attention to women in sports, or are the sports themselves getting more competitive? We'll pick that up another time. Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.